You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
All right, Todd in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I have a living room in our house that we'd like to use as a home office. We spend a lot of time there. And we're going to put new carpet in. It needs new carpet. We'll probably expect to be in the house for about a year before we sell it. One of the things that I don't want to do is have this brand new carpet in our living room and then put office furniture on it and have the office furniture leave those little shapes, you know, the corners and the circles and stuff that it will.
Sure.
So my question is there a kind of carpet you can recommend or a pad or something that will help me minimize those spots or maybe something I do to the furniture itself that will minimize those spots?
Well, I would think a Berber carpet or something with a very low pile, you know, because they have carpet for offices. It's a commercial grade carpet. It's always very low pile. And the second thing is probably the area of the home office that gets the most use is, of course, the chair running under the desk. And for there, you really need to have a pad down on the floor, one of those chair glider pads that sticks to the clear plastic ones, right? And just keep the chair on that, and that will, you know, help you quite a bit from stretching out the carpet, which is another thing that happens, as well as wearing it out in that space.
Yeah, and when you're choosing your carpet, anything that has the words pile in it, you don't want, because a pile is when they take the loop and they cut it. So it's like an open, almost, you know, traditionally you would think of it as a shag, but you can get the pile in super short or long, you know, depending on what the look you want. So you want something that's looped. You want a closed loop.
Mm-hmm.
If we have those spots in the carpet already, is there anything we can do to take them up? Do you brush them? Do you vacuum? I mean, obviously vacuuming.
Have you already put the carpet down and started the process?
No. This is just the old carpet we have now. I was curious if I could replace what we have now, which is a real short, unfortunately,
pile.
It's a pile carpet. But if there's a way to kind of compromise.
You need an extended period of time on your hands, but we have a coffee table that just indents our rug crazily, and I like to move it quite often. So the trick is you need a very high-powered vacuum and a fork and a couple of hours on your hand. I generally take a dinner fork, and we'll just sort of get in there and lift up all of the pile and sort of poke, 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 and then vacuum, and then poke, 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 poke. It works. It just takes a while.
So what you're recommending is hardwood.
Yes, or laminate.
Or laminate. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Todd. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.